In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
One of the great misunderstandings that especially Protestants have of the Catholic Church is the idea that we somehow believe that because the Mass is a sacrifice, that we're sacrificing Jesus again and again and again and again and some more times. And that is not the case. And the reason why I think people don't understand that is because they fail to recognize that God stands outside of space and time, and that Jesus Christ is God. You know, certainly, Jesus only died once for us. There was one sacrifice when our Lord died upon the cross for your sake and for mine. He paid the debt of sin so that the gates of heaven could be opened for us, so that we could be raised from the dead, and so that we could sit with him in heaven forever. That's why he is the eternal high priest. That is why he's the priest par excellence. That's why all of the priests of the new covenant, their priesthood is rooted in him. But how many people were present on earth 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem? I'm always glad when I say a rhetorical question like that, that people don't go, "I was!" Yeah, because that'd be, you know, either they're crazy or they'd be kind of scary if someone were around that long. How do we participate in that sacrifice? In order for a sacrifice to be efficacious, we would have to participate in it, because that sacrifice is made present to us through the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Not that Jesus is being re-sacrificed, but that one sacrifice which stands outside of space and time in the eternal sanctuary in heaven is made present to us through the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And that way we are able to share in the sacrifice which Christ offered for us, and we are able to be saved. It's a great thing, because without it, we would be without salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.